It won't cost you any more next year to go for a swim, skate or workout at a Coquitlam Civic facility. On Monday, December 5, City Council unanimously gave three readings to the 2023 fees and charges bylaw designed to bring in another $1 million for the city. Final reading of the bylaw is expected next week. But while some levies are rising, and new ones are being introduced, the price to drop in at a rec center will stay pat. That means single admissions to Coquitlam rec centers next year will be child, $3.29 youth, student, $4.90 adult, $6.52 senior, $4.90 super senior, $3.29 parent and tot, per person, $3.29 the 10-visit pass, as well as the 30 and 365-day passes, and monthly continuous pass rates will also be the same as in 2022. Rentals for skates and helmets, and for skate sharpening won't go up either, nor will loonie and toonie times or the cost to visit an outdoor pool. Count. Terry Towner applauded city staff for keeping the fitness rates affordable. People are feeling the pinch, she said, referring to the higher cost of living post-pandemic. Still, newly elected Count. Matt Dejalik voiced concern about the price of the summer child and youth pass jumping by $5 next year to $25. However, Lanny Englund, Coquitlam's general manager of Parks, Recreation, Culture and Services, said the charge hasn't gone up since the program was launched in 2015. He called the pass price hike an inflationary catch-up. It's still a fantastic value, Englund said, noting pass purchases have risen each summer and city assistance is available to Coquitlam residents in financial need. In total, the Parks and Rec Department projects another $65,000 to city coffers in 2023, including through new rental fees for the Millardville Community Center, Upper Coquitlam River Park and Mundy Park Disc Golf. According to a November 29 report from Michelle Hunt, the city's general manager of finance, lands and police, the engineering department is also set to charge for a level 1 electric vehicle charging station, while the city also plans a new service fee for an upcoming credit card payment system for property taxes. More than half of the revenues anticipated from fees and charges next year relate to inflationary adjustments of 5.4%, Hunt wrote in her report. Mayor Richard Stewart said he'd like council to further study how the city recovers its program and service costs. Meanwhile, in Port Coquitlam, council will continue to freeze its rec admission fees next year.